And this time I just want to share a few words with you, some words of encouragement. Excuse me, some words of encouragement for a time like this. Last week we came from Psalm 91 and we talked about the secret place. The scripture in Psalm 91 verse 1 is, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And we talked about the secret place. We talked about the place that you go when you need to go somewhere. When you're facing troubles, go to your secret place, is what we talked about last week. And our secret place is found in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So we thank God for that. Today, I want to continue on and skip down to verse 5. Verse 5 of that very same passage, Psalm 91. And verse 5 says, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday." Today, I want to share briefly with you from the topic, a message to those who dwell in the secret place. So let us pray for a moment. Father, I thank you. I thank you for all those who are attending both on the Zoom meeting live and those who are maybe watching on Facebook Live. And we pray that this word of encouragement will impact our hearts, Father. And I thank you, Lord. And Lord, allow me not to be me at this time, but only through you, in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a message to those who dwell in the secret place. We all know what's going on. And we all have some level of concern. We turn on the television and we watch the various channels give their own slant on what's going on. We see the numbers are increasing of those who have succumbed to this coronavirus. And we even see the number of deaths. We even see politicians getting into arguments with one another. We see governors arguing with the president and the president arguing with the governors. And we see a lot of this going on as if we are spectators. But my brothers and sisters, we are all involved in this. Our own governor in North Carolina has issued an order that we, as much as possible, stay in our homes to isolate ourselves to prevent the spread of this illness. So I want to encourage you that while we are in somewhat isolation, to spend time in our secret place, to spend time communing with God, to spend time just checking on one another, to spend time recognizing that we do not have to fear as the world fears, because we are a people of faith. And it's through that faith that is what's going to get us through during this time. Now, if you look at verse 5 of Psalm 91, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night." You know, the remedy against for fear is faith. "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day." And as we look at this, we see that terrible things will happen. But this word of encouragement coming from somebody who has gone through a lot is to encourage us that yes, these things come. They do come our way, but we handle them differently than other people do. And it does not say that we are immune to being subjected to these types of events, but it just says that we handle them differently, if you can understand that. So we handle it differently. You know, the terrors will come by night and the arrows will fly by day and the pestilence will walk in the darkness and the destruction that lays waste at noonday will still come. But those who dwell in the secret place handle it differently than others do. And I want to share with you four things that dwelling in our secret place can protect us from. Number one, the terror by night. Now, when we think about nighttime, that is a time when we go to sleep. And we try to protect ourselves when we go to sleep. You know, we check to make sure the doors are locked. We check to make sure that our alarm systems are on. And we want to make sure that we are relatively safe when we go to sleep. You know, there's a reason why the military has guards at night. That is to protect those who are asleep. They are to protect us when we are at our weakest state, when we cannot defend ourselves, when we are asleep. So terror is coming by nighttime. And as children, I can remember saying a little prayer that my mother taught me. Y'all might remember it. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Think about it. We of faith, we know that terror comes by night. We know that people are evil, lurks under the cloak of darkness. But as people of faith, we have a secret place. We have a Savior who can protect us and will protect us. And it goes on in that verse 5 to say, you won't have to worry about the arrows that come by daytime. Now, remember, at this time that this was being written, they were using bows and arrows. They were using arrows and stuff in battle. Even when you are awake and watchful, you still can't let your guard down. We can't not let our guard down, because evil will come even when we are wide awake, even when we are watching for it. So therefore, we need to be in our secret place. We need to keep in communion with God, even when we are awake. Ephesians 6:16, this is the passage that talks about the armor, the whole armor of God. But the 16th verse says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Satan is trying to attack us. We know that Satan's job description is to steal, kill, and destroy. So my brothers and sisters, let us put up the shield of faith. Let us take the precautions that we need to take at this time to keep us safe, to keep our families safe. This too shall pass. We are being inconvenienced. Yes, we are. But this too shall pass. And in verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness. This is specifically talking about the diseases that come out of nowhere. We can't see them coming. There might be an incubation period. We don't know when they will come, but we know the symptoms of them. Have you ever woken up in the morning with a sore throat that you did not have when you went to bed? I know I have. And you wonder where it came from. And sometimes we get worried and we start to write our own script as to how bad we are, when it just might be something that is passing by. Yes, we need to watch out, but we need to have faith that God will protect us. Now, this does not mean that we need to go out and do stupid stuff and put ourselves in harm's way. Yes, we need to be obedient to the government, Yes, we need to shelter in place or stay at home or whatever the guidelines are in your area. Yes, we need to watch out for one another. We need to call one another. We need to check on one another. We need to see how we can be used by you, Lord, to fulfill the others' needs. We who reside in the secret place are people of faith. And the pestilence that walks in darkness will come. Yes, it will. But we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And we believe that his will be done. So we depend on him. Nor, going back to verse 6 of Psalm 91, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. I don't know if you've experienced it, but every now and then we can have demonic attacks in broad daylight. While we are watching, while we are on guard, still bad things can happen. So my brothers and sisters, that's why faith is so much more important for us. So at times like this, we can say we have a Savior. At times like this, we can put our faith in action. At times like this, we cry to you, O Lord. Those of us of a certain age, like me and older, we have been through stuff in our life that at the time was very terrible, but yet we got through it with the help of our Lord. We will get through this too. But there will be aches, there will be pains, there will be disappointments. But yet there will still be joy. We are so quick sometimes to look at the numbers of those who have passed from this disease. But do we pay attention to the ones who haven't and who have recovered? Praise God. So where do you go at a time like this? What do you say to your family, to your children at a time like this? What do you say when you cannot hug your family members because you want to keep them safe and yourself safe? We go to our secret place and we remember that we serve a God that watches over all of us. We serve a God who is there for us. We serve a Savior who died for us. Psalm 121, verse six says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. That's the important thing. He will preserve our soul. And it goes on in verse 8 of Psalm 121. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In a few weeks, my brothers and sisters, we're going to celebrate a risen Savior, one who died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Think about it. We have life. We have hope. And we have faith. And we believe that God will protect us during this time. But it's up to us to do what we can do to make sure we are following the proper precautions. We have this technology. No, we're not in the building today, but we are connected. And the church is not the building, but the church is the people of God. So wherever the people of God are, Scripture says, "Where two or three gathered in my name, I shall be in the midst." I think we have a whole lot more than two or three on this broadcast. So therefore, let us pray together for one another. Let us pray for our comfort. Let us pray for our peace. And let us pray that God will allow us to use our resources, no matter how mighty or how meager they are, to help our brothers and sisters in need. Allow me to close out this message with a prayer. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for these your people, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the technology to allow us to unite regardless of distance, Father. I just thank each and every one of who are viewing or listening. Father, I pray at this time that you give us the faith of the three Hebrew boys who were facing the fiery furnace and even said that, "I don't know if God's going to save us, but I know he can." Give us that type of faith. Father, give us the resourcefulness of Ruth, who also stepped out on faith to assist her mother-in-law and did whatever she could to make life better for them. Father, just give us the courage of David to face the unknown, but knowing that you were with him, he could go into battle after battle and not worry as the world worries. We thank you, Father, and we just pray that we can remember that we do have a secret place. And my prayer is that we can commune in that secret place. And this too shall pass. This prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.